Well, Merkel and her supporters would probably point to the basic economic data and say, look, Germany's economy, it's the strongest in Europe, it's growing at a solid pace. Businesses are doing well, they're exporting their stuff all over the world, tax revenues is up. And in contrast to many other European countries, employment is very low. In effect, it's the lowest since German reunification. In short, for Merkel, all is well in Merkelland. But what her supporters don't say and what Merkel doesn't stress too much, much of this so-called success is due not to Merkel's own policies, but to the fact that her predecessor, Gerhard Schröder, reorganized the labor market, slashing unemployment benefits, slashing social benefits and pensions. And for many years, German employees have seen only very moderate pay rises, and on the lower end of the pay scale, wages have even fallen. So all that boosted Germany's competitive advantage, but it left many people feeling, what do I get from this so-called economic recovery?
There's also been criticism that Merkel is simply offering more of the same. So where do you think she should freshen up her economic policies?
Some critics have said that Merkel is doing reasonably well managing the present, but she's a failure when it comes to setting the course for the future. And I could point you to several examples. Energy transition from nuclear and fossil fuels to renewables. Energy prices are among the highest in Europe, and still Germany is missing its own climate targets. So this whole transition thing is not doing very well. Infrastructure is deteriorating. Roads and public transportations are not in good shape. Germany spends less than other important or comparable countries on education. And Germany is very much lagging behind in all things digital when it comes to fast internet, broadband, wireless connections. And all that could backfire since the so-called industrial revolution is relying heavily on fast connections. And last but not least, Germany is still relying very much on exports. And one big country in the center of Europe exporting so much but buying relatively little from outside is a destabilizing factor for the common currency. So it kind of puts at risk the future of the euro.
Despite those failings, Merkel's challenger, Martin Schulz, has consistently trailed in the polls. Is that because there's little he can offer when the economy is doing relatively well?
That might indeed be one factor, because even the people who feel they have been left behind a little bit, they only need to look into Italy, to Spain, to France, and have the feeling, well, it's better to have a job that is not well paid than no job at all. And there might be another problem, a credibility problem, I feel, because Schulz's party, the Social Democrats, were the ones who slashed benefits for the unemployed 10 years ago, or more than 10 years ago. So I think most people have not forgotten. Plus, Social Democrats have been not the opposition in the past 4 years, but they have been in power. They have been a part of Merkel's government coalition. So in a recent poll, for example, 2 out of 3 people said they did not feel that the Social Democrats have been doing much for social justice in the last 4 years.